A great deal of technical expertise goes into brokering public-private partnerships to ensure the government and private sector investors are able to implement a profitable venture while simultaneously protecting the public's interest. General Manager for Public-Private Partnerships and Privatizations at the Development Bank of Jamaica, Denise Arana, went into detail with host Vaughn Davis on the work being done by government to strengthen its capacity to negotiate public-private partnerships. We give you an excerpt of that interview on today's Going for Growth. Stay tuned.
You mentioned in our previous speaking engagement that the government has made the investment to ensure that we now have the expertise to make sure that the right partners are selected so that we don't just get into bed with any and every person. We have the right persons who can demonstrate a capacity to do right and do justice by the people of Jamaica. Just explain to me what's going on with that.
The thing, Vaughn, is that with PPPs, it's a lot more complex than if you just divest. The government has to make sure that they have persons who can manage that contract over the 25 or 50 year cycle to ensure that the private sector is performing in accordance with that contract. So it takes a lot of capacity. It is very complex, and which is why the government recognized the need to ensure that we got expert advice, because we haven't done this a lot in the past.
Okay.
We've done it much more often than anybody else in the Caribbean, I can tell you that, but we still haven't been able to create that level of existing expertise to manage all types of concession contracts. So each time you have a transaction like that, you have to bring in the experts who have done it already with the private sector all over the world to advise the government. But we don't want to always have to be bringing
relying
in expert advice.
Outside persons,
right? So what we're doing is that when we bring in this expert advice, we ensure that the knowledge is transferred. So on all transactions, the Minister of Finance is there, the Development Bank of Jamaica is there, the Attorney General's Chambers is there. We have funding in place, which is very important, because I'm going to be very honest with you. The advisors on transactions like
they
these are pricey.
Cheap.
Exactly. So we recognize that the beginning of this journey, and I'd like to call it a journey with PPPs, that look, you have to get them funded. And the government created, through a loan from the World Bank, a specific project preparation facility. And that's US $8.5 million. And we use that to engage the expert advice that we need and to get the studies done to ensure that we properly prepare the projects to take to the market and that we have expert advice when we sit with the private sector and engage with them to ensure that we have a very fair contract in the end.
Tackle the myth that the majority of PPPs tend to go to overseas firms, or there's preference being given to overseas firms when these partnerships are announced or being conceptualized.
No, Vaughn. Okay, so there is no information document that we issue that says if you are a foreigner, you will get a preference. Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we have tried to do over the past 12 months or so is to have a very active engagement process with local private sector investors for them to understand that these opportunities are viable opportunities for local and foreign investors. You know, if we look on the transactions that we've done over the past, from 2006, 75% of those transactions and opportunities have been taken up or acquired by local investors. People
Wonderful.
Don't understand
Very
that.
Good.
Right, because so when the bigger ones like the KCT and they're foreign investment firms that have taken up that opportunity. But the ones that we've put on the table, and we've done around 20 transactions since 2006, majority of those transactions and assets have gone to the local private sector.
General Manager for Public-Private Partnerships and Privatizations at the Development Bank of Jamaica, Denise Arana, speaking with Vaughn Davis. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. We invite you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.